Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FM Talk.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets.
Folks getting snatched off the street by secret police who are wearing masks.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that.
I'll be signing a bill, the first in the nation, saying enough. To ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of?
Tragically, now the governor got his answer with anti-ICE rhetoric literally written on a shell casing.
So when you listen to Gavin Newsom say to ICE and repeat, what are you afraid of? Is it not clear what they would be afraid of?
It was clear before the most recent shooting because there had been others.
You'd have to specify when you say most recent shooting.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's incredible in light of that still. Hey, how about we do legislation that actually removes their anonymity and makes them more vulnerable?
I think the real question here is the folks on the left, that's a montage of people on the left who are speaking in a certain kind of way about ICE specifically. Do they know what they're doing? Is this an intentional incitement with chosen rhetoric? Let's ask our friend Dory Murdoch. He joins us once again, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador and Fox News contributor. And I'm reading your piece right now, Dory, in the Daily Signal about the way the left has been using their words in a way that certainly isn't calming the moment. Welcome back, Dory. Thanks for being with us today.
Annie, yeah, great to talk to you. This piece is on the Daily Signal. Headline, Violent Democrat Left Aims to Melt ICE. And you're absolutely right about the rhetoric. You know, we keep hearing, you know, in the light of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I guess, three weeks ago today, if I'm remembering the dates correctly. Yeah. And they see people on the right, you crazy conservatives and MAGA people, you need to cool the rhetoric and lower the volume and lower the temperature, et cetera, et cetera. And you just played a little while ago for the listeners' edification, some of these recordings from people like Gavin Newsom and people like House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries and others referring to these people as fascists, modern day Gestapo. This incredible comment from Jasmine Crockett, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. My God. So people hear this sort of thing, and there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, unbalanced, barely hinged, hardly keeping it together, and they figure, well, if these people really are slave patrols, if they really are Gestapo agents, and of course Trump is Hitler, then the response is to get guns out and stop these people. And unfortunately, we saw just in Dallas a week ago, somebody up on a rooftop, not very much like Tyler Robinson, the alleged suspect in Charlie Kirk's assassination, up on a rooftop shooting at ICE agents. Now, he happened to be his bad luck and really bad luck for the people he hit. The people he hit were not ICE agents. They were illegal aliens who were being brought in. One died immediately. I believe another one passed away either overnight or today from those wounds. So this sort of thing is going on, and it's not, you know, an isolated incident. This sort of thing has been going on in Chicago at a facility they've got there. That one's been the subject of all kinds of violence at the Broadview Processing Center. You had people throwing tear gas cans, rocks, bottles of fireworks, slashing tires. You've got another place in Alvarado, Texas. This is July 4th. They had a fully planned ambush on ICE agents where one person was sort of lured out into the crowd. Then they opened fire, 20 to 30 rounds shot at these people. One of them, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was shot in the neck, of all places. I mean, this is really nasty stuff. And you know, why should they possibly, what do they have to be afraid of? Yeah, what they have to be afraid of is exactly this, getting shot at work, being doxxed, the people showing up at their homes and attacking them, attacking their families, attacking their loved ones. So these people have a legitimate reason to be fearful. And people who are just adding more and more gasoline to the fire are Democrat politicians, left-wing activists who are attacking these folks whose job is basically to enforce the law that's been passed by Congress, signed by the president. That's the way democracy works. And they're basically enforcing the laws that are passed by folks in D.C. And the thanks we get for that is increasing gunfire, increasing violence, and an ever-growing risk to their lives.
We're speaking with DeRoy Murdoch, a nationally syndicated columnist. His piece currently in the Daily Signal, Violent Democrat Left Aims to Melt ICE. Leading up to our conversation here, and while we're talking to you, I've pulled up the September 1st, 2022, 3 years ago, the speech that Joe Biden gave in front of Independence Hall. And remarks by President Biden on the continued battle for the soul of the nation. And I searched MAGA Republican. That was my takeaway. That's what I remember from his speech. And the first time it comes up, I'm reading directly from the archives of Biden's White House. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. He goes on to talk about MAGA Republicans 10 times in that speech. And it's always associated with extremism. We're 3 years into this. The American people have had their say on how they feel about MAGA, about Donald Trump, who he repeatedly refers to as an extremist leader here. Is there extremism in MAGA Republican world right now? Is it to be found?
You know, look, when you're talking about 75 million people approximately who voted for Donald J. Trump, you're going to find some crazies out there. 75 million of any population, you're going to find pretty much whatever you want with that many people around. But, you know, you look at the people who are using this kind of rhetoric and responding with violence, and they're overwhelmingly, in fact, almost completely on the left. You know, I certainly in light of the Charlie Kirk assassination, there are a lot of people in MAGA Nation or Trump supporters who have been very upset and very angry and very, you know, frustrated by all this. And yet it's been 3 weeks now. I've not seen anybody getting on rooftops and shooting at people on the left. I've
Thank
not
God,
seen
yeah.
people with MAGA hats going around and setting fires or slashing tires or breaking windows, any of that sort of thing. And when you see violence, political violence, this country, you know, 9.5 times out of 10 or 9.9 out of 10, it's people on the left, not people on the right. You know, I can't say that it's been zero on the right, but it's certainly far, far, far less. And you don't have people on the in the MAGA Nation using, you know, the Hitler term, calling people, you know, I guess Mao and Stalin and this sort of thing, maybe here and there in passing, but not like a constant, nonstop chant that will lead people on the right to think, well, this person's really like Joe Stalin, I need to go out and stop him, or whatever else it might be. It it really is something very heavily concentrated on the left, and I can't imagine if something were to happen to a very popular activist on the left, who somebody decided to kill, that you'd see people like you and me celebrating and going on social media and saying, yeah, it's good this person died, this person had it coming, or got killed and had it coming, and people going to the memorial for that person at the headquarters of that person's organization and kicking flowers and candles, you know, across the sidewalk. I mean, I can't see people on the right doing that sort of thing. You know, what they probably would do is, if not grieve for that person, at least, you know, have the decency to keep their big mouth shut, which we've not seen the left able to do in the light of the death of Charlie Kirk. And in fact, I think it was just yesterday, Ilhan Omar gave a speech saying, yeah, I take none of it back. I'm not sorry for anything he said. He's a terrible person and a monster, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, doesn't have a legacy we should celebrate. I mean, what an incredibly ungracious thing to say while he's got a widow grieving and a little son and a little daughter don't have a father right now. You know, if you have nothing good to say about this, just keep your big mouth shut.
Yeah, amen to that. We're speaking with DeRoy Murdoch right now, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor, and nationally syndicated columnist. The thing that I'm struggling with, I understand that people on the left aren't going to all of a sudden fall in love with everything Charlie Kirk had to say. And, you know, God bless America, there's no reason to have to fall in love with what he had to say. I just, you know, the initial comment that was made by President Obama was, we don't know what motivated the shooter. And then he went on to provide his sympathies. There is no, it seems like this is the easiest full stop to say, this is terrible and a very dark day in our country's history, and this needs to stop, without having any sort of couching or defense mechanism thrown in after a comma in a sentence.
Yeah, you don't need the but. You know, even if you think that this person's Tyler Robinson's a mega pro-Trump Republican who decided that the best way to support President Trump was to assassinate his probably arguably most effective activist or surrogate. I mean, that makes no sense, but maybe Tyler Robinson killed Charlie Kirk because he wasn't conservative enough. I mean, it's just insane. But even if you believe that, just say, what a terrible day. This shouldn't happen in America. Let's put the guns down and go back to talking to each other. I mean, you can say that whether you think Tyler Robinson's a far left extremist, a far right extremist, or an extremist who's so incredibly centrist and moderate that he had to take a gun out and kill somebody over it, if that's really what you believe. Just denounce the violence and call for us to get along peacefully. That should not be difficult to do, especially not for somebody as well-spoken and eloquent as Barack Obama.
Jeroy Murdoch speaking with us right now. Last question. What advice do you have for people on the right who are kind of on the defense right now? If you're a public speaker and you espouse conservative viewpoints, you've had a few thoughts go through your head. And as we've been 3 weeks now away from what tragically happened to Charlie Kirk, like, conservatives can't be quiet. They'd have to be louder, but do we trust the environment we're in right now to keep people of all ways of thinking safe?
Well, you know, I think people who are in the public eye have got to have to be seriously and legitimately concerned about security. I mean, if you're going to go speak on a campus or anywhere, I would certainly, at a bare minimum, talk to the host and say, look, you know, what is your security plan? Have you discussed this with your campus security or building security? I gave a speech yesterday at a UC San Francisco Law School to the Federalist Society there, and I was very happy when I walked into the building. They asked me to show ID. They took a photograph of the front and back of my driver's license. And so anybody who wanted to come in and see me had to do that. So I'd imagine if anybody, you know, I'm not the stature of Charlie Kirk, but if somebody decided to come in and, you know, take me out, that person would think, well, gee, you know, if I run out of the building, they've already got my driver's license. I'm going to go, you know, get picked up quickly. So I would say, you know, if you're a public speaker and you can arrange for people to show their IDs, that might cause somebody who's malicious to think, well, okay, this isn't going to work. I'm just going to go home now. So in terms of that sort of thing, as for all of us, whether you're somebody who goes out and speaks publicly or just somebody who speaks with your friends, neighbors, loved ones, and so forth, keep speaking, keep talking. These are important issues. These are questions, vital questions as to how this country proceeds to remain free and prosperous and safe. And the last thing we want is to have the assassin's veto, where somebody goes out and it takes out somebody like Charlie Kirk, and the rest of us say, well, okay, we're going to clam up just to be safe. Exactly what they want. So I think it's incumbent upon us to keep speaking out for individual freedom, for constitutionalism, for peace through strength, for strong borders, and all the other things in which we believe, and keep fighting the fight, and do so as eloquently and factually and accurately as possible.
Yeah.
I think that is how we eventually win.
I think that is, and I think we're headed in that direction.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An awful occurrence with the death of Charlie Kirk to really snap everybody to. I think the fact that it was so visible and it's so undeniable, there's no truth that is debatable in what happened to Charlie Kirk. Everybody saw it with their own eyes. So there's no spin on it. Makes everybody ask themselves the question about where am I at in relation to this? And a lot of people seem to be waking up in the light of it.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, if he had died of a stroke in bed, people could say, well, you know, how tragic, you know, but there's no criminality involved. Excuse me. If he had been shot but off camera, people could say, well, it was fake or whatever. But I mean, it was right up front and center, live on the internet in incredibly vivid and excruciating color. And people all saw that. And I think that's part of why we've had such a dramatic response, is because of the gruesome manner in which he was killed and the fact that so many people actually saw the heinous nature of his death. I think that's a big part of what's fueled the reaction that we've seen, the sympathy that's poured out for him, and now hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people trying to step up and support Trinity Point USA.
Yeah, amen. Dorey Murdoch, thank you for your time. As always, we appreciate you.
Annie, very good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor, Dorey Murdoch. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Let's talk a little bit about the YouTube live chat poll when we come back. At the bottom of the hour at 1:30, Senator Eric Schmidt is going to join us. Is he still on Zoom?
Up to this moment,
as far
yeah.
we know, we think he's going to join us live on our YouTube stream as well. So you can join in and vote in the YouTube live chat poll, which we will discuss next. Is America getting back to cultural, air quotes, normal? Yes, no, or there is no normal. What are your thoughts? Leave your comments. We'll discuss next. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.